Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. As our world spins seemingly out of control, we are all experiencing time speeding up, chaos shifting to new levels, and a yearning to know the greater mysteries of the universe. What does it all mean? Visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Kaur and Kira Ra explore these mysteries, offer live soul readings, and invite you to open your mind, body, and spirit to the paradigms that are shifting. Bringing you fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom, here are Sri and Kira.
Hey, I am wisdom teacher Sri Ram Kaur.
And I am Kira Ra, and what a welcome. Dun-da-da-da, Sri. I love that. I love that, especially on today's show, because, hey, guys, everything can be healed.
We are delighted to be broadcasting to you from the beautiful Self-Ascension Center in Antigua, Guatemala.
Woohoo! I love it. And I love the view. You know, it is gorgeous out today, and we have beautiful sunny skies, and the trees are so beautiful. And we have this amazing special studio audience here, which makes it even prettier.
Well, today's topic is anything can be healed, and we are surrounded by a group of living testimonials to health, vitality, and joy.
Now, do I hear an amen?
Okay. Amen.
And so, you know, beloved ones, our show, of course, we are here and we are accepting your calls live, and we've already got quite a few of you queuing up. So get in the queue and get on phone. We're ready to talk to you today as well. But you know, Sri, today's show, I'm so excited about it because so many people believe that disease or sickness or even aging or the challenges of aging are eventual. It's going to happen to you. That's what it is.
Well, someone coined the phrase death and taxes, and
I don't know about
death. but here's what's up. We have conventions, and we tend to live our life according to certain conventions. And even those people who say, oh, no, I'm unconventional, have adopted conventions in their subconscious mind. And those conventions are belief patterns. Those conventions are habits and beliefs about who they are and how the world works.
Well, you know, that's also part of the paradigm of the planet. You know, like all this talk about why you have to have health care and pay outrageous amounts every month for it, and why it's mandatory because OMG, you're going to get sick. It's inevitable. And of course, the way we eat, the way we feed ourselves, there's so many variables here. Yet in the bottom line, when we really get there, we have everything we need inside of our amazing machines called bodies to sustain incredibly long lives and vital lives.
Absolutely. You know, many of us forget that those medicines we get from the doctors are just to soften symptoms.
Poison!
The medicines are to soften the symptoms. They don't do the healing. They don't really heal anything. That they do is give a little space and rest so the body can perform its job.
Well, it's the fast food of healing. Right? Isn't it the drive-through? It's the supersized drive-through. Give me an instant, whatever, a gram of healing. And so imagine that you are a free-flowing magnet, right? You're this magnet of divine wisdom. You're a magnet of energy. And imagine yourself really as your own fountain of youth. You know, I always think about the conquistadors that were down here looking for the fountain of youth the whole time, not realizing it's kind of like that Wizard of Oz moment. It was in their backyard the whole time.
Yes. You know, I'm reminded of a story. There was a fellow on a spiritual journey, and he kept going to the mountaintop, and he said, divine spirit, fill me up. And then when he transitioned, he was at the pearly gates, and he said, I kept asking you to fill me up. And God said, yeah, but you kept leaking it all out. I did fill you up. And really what it's about is, how do you use your energy? How do you direct your energy? Do you let it leak out? Do you spend your energy on things that are unhealthy for your being?
Well, you know, I just want to say that we are so honored right now because we are sitting here with all these amazing self-ascension intuitive counselors. And these are beings that have spent their time, their energy, their love, their commitment to really offering true healing. Because true healing isn't about just the physical body. Let's face it, you know?
True healing is achieving a new state of balance and peace. You know, we know when we're feeling better because the joy returns. How many of you have had a bad cold or a fever and you feel really grumpy, frumpy, unhappy, and then there's that moment where you turn the corner and all of a sudden you go, I have energy. I feel happier. I'm at peace. That's the sign of true healing. Healing is actually a restoration of harmony, balance, and peace.
I love that, harmony, balance, and peace. And you know, Sri's talking about harmony, balance, and peace. I certainly feel it from our beloved group right here that's assembled with us and from all these amazing callers. And hey, if you're calling in and you're getting a busy signal, it's because we're getting pretty full. And remember, you can call in live today at 888-627-6008. And if you get a busy signal, call back because we're going to start speaking to some of these wonderful callers very shortly here, Sri. So first, why don't we just have all these amazing beings that are with us say a quick hello. So we're going to invite you to give us a quick hello. And guys, just take a moment. Those of you that are listening at home, breathe, smile, and feel the smile of love coming your way.
Greetings, beloved ones. My name is Anam Sumanam, and I am a self-ascension intuitive counselor here in Antigua, Guatemala.
That's La Antigua, Guatemala, for those of you. And that's also where our beautiful Self-Ascension Center is.
Hi, my name is Marava Shah, and I come from Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Woohoo! Welcome.
Welcome, hearts. This is Elizabeth Llewellyn from Berkeley, California.
Go Berkeley!
Hello, everyone. This is Susan Edwards, and I come here from Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, the York County area of South Central Pennsylvania.
All right.
I'm glad to be with you all.
And she's here with her beautiful partner.
Hello, this is Barbara Matthews, and I come from Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. Greetings to all of you.
Greetings to you guys.
Hi, y'all. This is Alice R. Collins from Palo Alto, California. Welcome.
Hello, I'm Patty Markham Peterson from Hancock, Michigan, Upper Michigan. However, I'm heading west, and I'll be mobile, and anybody can find me that way.
Woohoo! I think she's leaving the land of the frozen chosen, huh? All right.
And so, dear listeners, as you can see, we have a collective of the divine feminine healing energy sitting here gathered to support you. And we're going to be taking some calls. And I would just want each and every one of you people on the phone that are holding to know that as Kira is offering you your soul reading, you're receiving an extra embrace of divine love from these healers. Because we are here with the sacred intention that you win, that your joy is assured.
Because everything can be healed. And we have so much to talk about that on the show. But you know, Sri, speaking about the sacred feminine, why don't we go to some of our callers? And we have on line one right now, Victoria from Connecticut. Welcome to the show, Victoria.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I just want to say hello from Connecticut. It's pretty chilly here.
Woohoo! Hello from Hotland.
Right. I actually was part of the Divine Feminine workshop in Guatemala 2 summers ago. And I'm calling because I have a question about healing, not just the body, but actually financial debt. If that's part of the balance of everything that we're working at, I'd really like some advice as far as that's concerned and whether or not time travel is anywhere around me.
All right, beloved one. First and foremost, I want you to close your eyes if it's safe to do so and bring your hand to your heart. And beautiful Victoria, when I connect with you, what I see is like two sides of a scale, but one side is really, really heavy and the other side is like way up because it's been weighted down. And so when you asked about the financial, for you, it's about bringing the balance for your specific life. You've got to bring the balance back in. You're out of balance right now. Your energy's out of balance. Your thoughts are out of balance. And that comes from doubt and worry. And so as a being of divine illumination, session, I'm going to encourage you to remember that the universe is pouring through you. Now, as far as time travel, yes, very much around you. And what's more around you is this ability to be comfortable with who you are as you're learning to dimension shift. That's really visible around you right now. I would strongly recommend, they're saying go outside and be in bliss, even though it's cold. Find times to be outside. Find times to look up in the sky. Find times to just say, I know that everything can be healed. And that includes any belief patterns or imbalances that are not allowing my true abundance to come forward.
And you know, beloved one, I want to offer one other tip, because there's a real practical thing when it comes to financial abundance, and that is we get in the habit of lack. And so I want to invite you to help send a signal to your body and to your unconscious that you are already abundant by doing something that's overflowing. And what I mean by that is gather around you something you have an abundance of. Maybe it's flowers. Oops, wrong time of year. Okay, so maybe you get in the bathtub and fill it to overflowing, and you lie there and you notice the abundance of flow, and you begin to send that signal into yourself saying, I am abundant. Things flow to me.
And so, beloved one, thank you. It's just such an honor to have shared with you today. So thank you for calling. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
You're so welcome. You know, Shree, let's go ahead and take one more caller, and let's move from Connecticut all the way down to Atlanta, Georgia, where we have Katie on line two. Namaste, Katie. Welcome.
Hi, namaste. Interesting your opening, because I've been dealing with fibromyalgia for over a decade now and debilitating anxiety. My question, though, was about my theme for my life and fear, how fear, I feel like my fear keeps making me miss opportunities, and I just am so stuck with it. I don't know how to get beyond this fear.
Well, first of all, sweetheart, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing this, because just calling in and sharing this for you is actually a healing affirmation. Because when we're able to recognize the core, when we're able to look at what it is that's controlling us, or at least inspiring our body to do certain things, we're actually already on the road to healing, which I see you are. For you, this fibromyalgia, the pain, the stiffness, the inability to really move has been because of your own deep down inside of you. And I want you to, if it's safe to close your eyes, I'd invite you to do that, to bring your hand to your heart. I need to give you this message because it's all around you. You've got these, they're like these blue crystalline beings, and they're all around you. And they're saying, beloved one, you are a queen. And in your ability to be a queen, there have been moments in the past where you denied thyself. And in the denial of thyself, you have brought forward this into this lifetime now. When you release this gift, meaning the gift of the pain, when you release this gift in your mind, you will release the fear that has gripped it, and you will fly free again. For it is your destiny to fly free and to free yourself through this gift. And so, Angel, I would encourage you not to fight the fibromyalgia, but to love your body through it. Take your hand, get in the tub, touch every part of your body and say, I love you. 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 And do it as often as you can. And they're telling me within 3 to 4 months, you're really ready to move into another level, and that the fear is just a habit. It's not real. It's not real, no matter how real it may look. So I want you to breathe that in, and I want you to know that you are really supported, Angel. You have so many beings around you all the time. They're just waiting for you to say hello. And so, hello. It was no accident that you called in today. Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Many blessings indeed. And I want to remind every one of us here that each and every call evokes within us a healing response. We all share in the same experiences to lesser or greater degrees, and so we're very grateful for the honest sharing. You know, when we think about healing, healing exists on so many levels. It's as if the physical body's the last level, that the first stimulus of discomfort usually is emotional, or it's a form of spiritual discomfort, an untruth that we might have swallowed that causes us stress, and then the stress in our emotions and our energy field then begins to anchor in the physicality.
You know, Sri, that's so true, and I'm smiling, and I'm looking at Sri, and I'm looking at all of our beautiful self-ascension intuitive counselors who are here with us today, and I have to say that the one thing that I think is so important is that in this collective group, we have all healed so many things. And you know, I'm gazing here at someone who's two women that have been through breast cancer and are on the other side all the way through, someone who's had four lung surgeries. Myself, I died of cancer. You know, we have so many things here. And the reality is that we all look pretty good, don't we? Don't we look good? Don't we look good? Yeah, you know, and so let's some of that, you know, when let's hear from you. Tell me a little bit about that, because I think it's important for all of us to hear a little bit of that, to know that, you know, Sri, you mentioned about swallowing. You know, I remember when the doctor looked at me and said I had 24 hours to live. And I was like, I don't think so. You know, I really don't think so. So, you know, they're all grabbing the mic, guys. I just don't know who's going to talk first. So it looks like we have Alice R. Collins right up there. Alice, share.
Hi. Yes, I had cervical cancer at one point in my life, and I have overcome this. And so many emotional wounds and beliefs and belief patterns have just...
So Alice, I have to interrupt you and ask you, okay, cervical cancer.
Yes.
So you obviously were given the, as Sri mentioned, the swallowed diagnosis. You have the big C, you have cervical, the double big C, right? You have cervical cancer. All right. So how did that feel when you got that diagnosis?
Really frightening, to be quite honest.
Sure.
Very frightening. It came out of the blue, and within 3 weeks, I was having surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Home right after the surgery. Crazy woman that
tough
I am.
Girl. Harley mama.
And I did go through several layers of letting go of so many beliefs about what I am. And I am so free now. So free.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, whenever we have a diagnosis, we've been given a die. You will die, you know. And it's up to us to find the spirit of life in spite of that opinion. So please, we just passed the knife. We just, Mike. Because I'm going to pass the knife out of the room.
So I had melanoma, and I was diagnosed, and that was a very scary word because I knew of some other people who've had melanoma and what that meant. I had my original surgery, and then I ended up having metastasis to my lungs and had four lung surgeries.
Now, how long ago was that, Barbara?
My melanoma surgery was in 1998.
98. And then you subsequently had four surgeries, right?
99, 2000, 2001, 2003.
And what was your prognosis through all of this?
They never really told me my prognosis, which I was glad that they did not.
Yeah, there's a blessing in that.
But I knew what it meant. So I was so blessed. I have wonderful doctors. I had used a lot of other spiritual practices, meditation, mm-hmm. visualizations, worked on nutrition, and I am.
And here you are today.
Yes, I am.
And guys,
and
if you could see what
miracle.
I'm seeing, it is a miracle.
It's a miracle.
I'm sitting here staring at this radiant woman in her really hip, cool green glasses and blue, blue blouse.
Yeah, you know, it is a wild thing. One thing I want to offer to all of our listeners is, a diagnosis is an opportunity to turn the page and have a new chapter. And that's one of the things I witness as I look at Barbara, is that she has clearly turned the page and said, we're starting over. We're starting fresh. And I have a life ahead of me. I am able to support people. I am able to assist in the healing journey of others because I've been there and I get it. And now we have another contributor, Maurava Shah.
Hi, I just wanted to share that I did have fibromyalgia, and it was very advanced, and I couldn't even hold a cup in one hand. And of course, the prognosis is, well, it just gets worse, and
right.
you should, you know, apply for disability, start getting your wheelchair lined up, and I absolutely refused to believe it. And I processed a lot of undealt with hurt and anger, and as I did, I am 100% pain-free and symptom-free of fibromyalgia today.
And how long ago, like how long have you been symptom-free now?
12 years.
And you know, this is just, again, I'm staring at a vibrant woman with a big smile on her face who's as healthy as they come. And I have to share with all of you, you know, about the mean age, I'm just going to go with the median age here. The median age here is right around 50-ish. And everyone looks extraordinary because when we call in our spiritual harmony, we call in reverse aging. It just happens.
You know, one of the things I wanted to underscore is you cannot heal the body without also addressing your emotions. The emotional body and the physical body, I mean, they're sacred partners. They go hand in hand. Even from the most simplistic standpoint of I'm bruised and I hurt and I feel sad about it, the more we carry the sadness, the more bruises we're going to collect. And it just seems to be magnetic. So cleansing, healing, we all need help from time to time. And that's how we heal our bodies, through healing our energy.
And we also heal our soul by enjoying the gift of being with people who make us smile, people who understand us, people we don't have to hide from. That is such a big part of healing, isn't it? To be free to be, free to be. And speaking of free to be, I am so excited. We have all these beautiful callers holding. We're going to try to get as many as we can. So we're going to now go to line three, and we're going to talk to Holly from Maine. Namaste, Holly. Welcome.
Hello. I love you guys.
And we love you, honey. Thank you for calling.
I'm so excited to talk to you. I'm so excited. But I was diagnosed with severe post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety. And I live here on my little farm with my best friend, and I've become very reclusive. But I feel like there's this like other side of me that's extremely spiritual and knows about the fifth dimension, and I feel like conflicted and like torn.
Yeah,
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, you know what, sweetheart, you don't have to say anything else. I hear you. I feel you really deeply. And first of all, I just need to share with you, you are so beautiful. I mean, your energy field, I am just seeing all of this amazing light. And feel, I want you to just feel right up here, and I'm looking at everybody who's here with me right now, feel the top of your head. We are all, our crown chakras just connecting with you are so big. And what I'm seeing around you is that you have so much spiritual connection and so much love around you that it's your body that's rejecting this, meaning that the anxiety is the body saying, hey, if you become this amazing being that you already are, what happens to me? And so what I'm seeing is that it's about reassuring the body. I love that you're up there on that little farm, because for you, nature rocks. I mean, it's really about getting your hands in the soil and touching nature and using that as a grounding experience. And the other piece for you is about smiling. And I want to share this with you, because when I see you, your illuminated self shines, and oh my God, you have a beautiful smile. And what they're saying is that just start every day with a smile. Smile when you communicate with the plants, take it one step at a time, and allow yourself the gift of breathing up. In other words, lift your energy up, lift your eyes up, lift your breath up, and every day do one thing that really makes you giggle. And they're giving me the word giggle. I want you every day to do one thing that makes you giggle. And I think what you're going to see is things will start stabilizing for you. You're doing just fine. You're just an incredibly powerful, magnificent being. And so thank you for the honor of connecting with you today, my angel. Namaste.
Namaste. I love you guys so much, and thank you for everything.
Much love to you, dear. You know, one of the things that it's funny how the memories pour forward. When I first started studying alternative health, and this was 20-some years ago, there was a fellow that had written a book. He was a medical doctor that was faced with cancer. And you know how medicine, allopathic medicine, seems to be a lag behind holistic medicine in many ways. And in many ways, they offer very good surgeons. We like that. So I have my bias. I have my bias about where do I go for everyday counseling versus serious needs. Nonetheless, a doctor by the name of Searle wrote a book called Mind as Healer, Mind as Slayer. And in this book, written in the 80s, he discussed how the power of our thoughts will either create a declining health condition or a nourishment condition. And when he got his cancer, here's a guy with a thriving practice. He had every reason to just, you know, work until I die kind of thing. He stopped practicing. He stopped everything. He rented every funny movie he could find. He took a time out, watched The Three Stooges, watched Bug Bunny, and he just began laughing, and he stopped taking life so seriously. And guess what happened? Remission.
And, you know, speaking of having fun and remission and all of the wonderful topics we're talking about today, Patty's right over here going, I've got to talk. So, Patty, what's up?
And one of the first books I read, Sri, was Norman Cousins. He, too, through the laughter and healed
laughter
his.
Laughter therapy.
Yes.
It
he
works.
Healed his, right? And that's what I've noticed being in self-ascension. What was coming to my mind as other people were talking was my first introduction to my first TOSA workshop back when you were in Albuquerque. And I was there as this newbie, and I started, you know, especially at talking to people, I was curious about their age and some of the helpers, the TOSA angels. And I said to one of them, how come everybody looks so young? They did. They were just glowing. And so I really wanted to share that as you were talking about the anti-aging and how it's the joy and the light. The light that's shining through.
And it's our energy that gives us that access to the joy, to the life force. You know, we are all surrounded by an infinite supply of life force energy. Now, do we breathe it in? Do we hold an attitude that says, yes to life, yes to my growth? You know, nobody's perfect. We all have a few flaws.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
You know, when I look at Sri, I just go, thank you, God.
That could be your flaw. but now, okay, we're having a giggle here. But listen,
you should see Sri blush right now.
When you look at a diamond, it's the refracted light that gives it its joyful sparkle. You know, those little fractures, those little moments where we had a disconnect and we healed it, we mended it, we reflect more light. Now, that's very cool.
Well, you know, Sri, not only is that very cool, but it immediately brings to me Archangel Zadkiel, who always says, keep your eyes on the divine at all times. And that, of course, begins with ourselves. You know, it's about gazing into the mirror. And I know that some people say, oh, my God, that's such an old thing. But, you know, it's about gazing in the mirror, looking into your eyes and saying, I love you, to see your own soul, to allow that to emerge. And this is such a powerful show, and we have so much to be going through. So before we go into our first break, let's grab one more caller. And so, Sri, who's up next?
It looks like we have somebody from the Bay Area. Let's say hi to Spar. Hello there.
Hello. Thank you so much. Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, I'm going through so much. It seems like I'm just having people punch me left and right everywhere I go right now. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, the first thing I want you to do is breathe and let your shoulders drop. As I connect with you, I feel tension in my neck and my shoulders and my upper back. And so, you're here. Your call came through. You know, the lines have been full, yet you got through. And so things are around you that are saying it's good to move through this time. It's okay to look at what has happened, and it's time to move forward. Now, Spar, as I gaze at your energy field, what I'm seeing is a couple of, they look like spikes to me. And I'm seeing a spike in your third chakra, your fifth chakra, and they're coming straight in. And there's this one that's coming straight in. It's kind of like at the bra line. line, trying to come right into your spine. So what the universe, what the archangelic realm is saying to you right now is, it is time to cut the ties to that which is unhealthy, and time for you to remember who you are. Somewhere in the past 2 years, you've decided subconsciously, this was not conscious, subconsciously, that you don't deserve. And the reality is you do. And the reality is you have a lot to give, and you're talented, and you have this brilliant ability to manifest when your focus is on your breath. You are very breath connected. So that's why, let's do this again together. I'm even losing my breath talking to you. I want you to, if you can, put your hand on your heart. Take in a deep breath, as deep as you can, comfortably, and I want you to let it out with some sound. Oh, and as you let it out with sound, let your shoulders drop, let your arms drop, and then I want you to smile. Because the universe is saying that when you take in a deep breath, when you relax the shoulders, even let your head hang, move that neck because it feels really stiff to me. When you just let yourself just be, what happens is that when you send the smile with the breath, you're saying to the universe, I'm now ready for the next phase. They're telling me complete by October. So you're almost through this, honey, and there's a lot of value in what's going on. Just remember to breathe, remember to smile, and remember to not focus.
Many blessings to you.
I'm in the room because I lost everything, and last night she attacked me. I think she's a witch, probably. I don't know what, but she did send something to my third eye and my back. I did feel that last night.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask you to do, Spar, is to, number one, put your hand up in front of your, on your forehead, and to allow yourself the recognition that only we can allow in that energy. It's a projection. And so to just say, I am clear, I am clear, I am clear. And so it is. Many blessings, dear one. And you know what, Sri? I am clear. We're ready for a break. How did that happen?
Well, time does fly, so we're going to have a little commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness. The rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self-Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self-Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self-Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We are so glad you're with us. And today we are exploring the healing journey and the gospel fact that anything can be healed.
And everything can be healed. You know, Sri, one of the things I love is that when you and I first got together, Sri has this precious little way of being able to make everything really make sense. I think that's what he's been my most amazing beloved teacher. And one of the things that Sri used to say was, anytime anything would come up, he'd go, needs healing. You know, it didn't matter what it was. It could have been emotional, physical, spiritual. He goes, sounds like it needs healing. And the reality was that everything can be healed.
And, you know, I smile when you share that, because we are in charge. You and the divine have a covenant, and the divine lives life through you.
And, woo-hoo!
And so if you say to the divine, I'm done, the divine will say, oh, okay, there's others. You know, we'll let you go. If you want to go, we'll let you go. But if you say to the divine, give me more life, give me more experiences, let me serve, guess what happens?
You get to serve. You know, and the key is, you know, you and I always kind of say tongue in cheek, yet it's so true that the universe keeps us on a need to know basis, because we are so vast in our ability to co-create and manifest that if we knew the power of what we had coming or what we were going to do, a lot of us would go, whoa, don't give that to me. So the universe lovingly supports us by giving us just enough. And, you know, speaking about giving us just enough, we were talking about how everything can be healed, and we are here in the studio with our beautiful Anam Sumanam, who has an amazing practice right here in La Antigua, Guatemala, so that when you come to visit Sri and I, you get to meet Anam as well. And Anam, talk to us. What do you got to say there?
Well, what I'd like to say is we are beings who are powerful beyond measure. I've been on the other end of receiving one of those diagnoses. And at first, you just...
Now, wait, you can't just leave us that way. What was the diagnosis?
breast cancer. Breast cancer. And when they told me, it's like my heart stopped, my breath stopped, and everything stopped. And then the message came through loud and clear. That's not for me. I choose healing. I choose to walk through this. And you can also choose. We have the ability to choose. So choose health, choose joy, choose youthfulness, choose.
Thank you. You know, one of the things that happens when we have a symptom or a diagnosis is the body has said, hey, I've been carrying this for a while. I mean, like, you know, it just doesn't happen overnight. There's some sort of energy. There's something that has been hidden below consciousness, and it needs your attention. And so we have to say thank you to the doctor that gave us the diagnosis. However, I wish there was a gentler way of bringing it to our attention.
Well, you know, that's so true, Sri. And, you know, one of the things that I do need to share, because Anam was just a little, I'm just going to look at her and say, girl, you should have shared a little more, because Anam walked through her entire cancer experience in 5 weeks, from initial diagnosis to cancer and reconstruction to a seminar that we were holding down here with over 50 people in it, and to all these people being down here in Guatemala going, you mean that girl just got out of cancer surgery? So really a powerful testimony to the power of being the choice.
She turned her page and said, we're starting over. Let's go.
I'm ready for a new page. And, you know, speaking of being ready for a new page, we also have Susan here. Susan, share with us, honey.
yes, I also received a diagnosis of breast cancer. It was 3 years ago. And I had just spent the past many years being the main cheerleader and supporter and helper with Barbara as she went through her melanoma process. And I was certainly not expecting this diagnosis for myself, because it wasn't going to happen to me. I was on the other end. I was the caregiver. But when I received that, it was like a great divine brick falling on my head saying, your life is out of alignment. You are not living your truth. You are not doing what you are on this planet to be doing. And for me, that wake-up call enabled me to shift some major things in my life and to realize what I'm here to do, what I need to do, and to start pursuing my joy. And it's been 3 years now, cancer-free, and I just... offer this to
Amen. Everyone
else.
Yes. Amen. one of the things that I want to remind everyone is that you do have choice, and you can shift your energy and you can shift your life. And there are so many people who have had medical conditions that prompted them to make a significant change. They all of a sudden took a look at their patterns and say, wait a minute, I'm not living my joy. If we know that a diagnosis means limited time, usually people start getting new priorities. Well, what if you set those priorities right now? Right now, let's live from our joy. Let's live in service, and let's enjoy the life process we've been given.
What if our diagnosis is to have a great life? Wouldn't you love to go into a doctor who says, okay, you know, after all these tests, I need to tell you this, right? You need, what you have is terminal, and what it is you're destined to live a life of joy.
Well, it reminds me of one time Kira and I were having dinner at a place, and the waiter came over and said, "You people are unreasonably happy."
It's true.
You know, and so I go happy to bust your paradigm. But listen, we have a couple of callers standing by we'd love to give attention to, and we have more sharing from our group of healers here. But let's go to line one and welcome, is it Marisol from Philadelphia? Help me with your name, dear.
Hi, how are you?
We are well. We are delighted to be speaking with you, Angel.
Oh, my God. I love you guys so much. I wanted to thank you for just being your beautiful selves and sharing your beautiful souls with all of us.
Thank you, sweetheart. We're just trying to keep up with you, honey. How can we serve you?
I'm a little bit nervous. I've always been a spiritual person. I remember what I called my angels. When I was a little girl, I used to see them all the time, till possibly the age of 13. I meditate every day. I feel like I've been growing. I feel like I've been transforming into just, you know, shedding my old ways, and I'm really, really excited about that. I do have a medical condition, but I don't like to give it any credit. It's interstitial cystitis, inflammation of the bladder, because I believe that I will be healed. And I have been connecting with my higher self. And I don't know, maybe if you can give me a soul reading, it will be wonderful.
Well, so, sweetheart, what I want you to do is bring your hand, and I want you to put it on your belly. And just put your hand on your belly and put your other hand on your heart if you can. And I think what's important is to say that I am ready to release everything else that I am holding that has anger or grief tied around it. Because when I gaze at your beautiful body, when I gaze at your form and this energy, everything around you is coming in except for this second, third chakra area. And what's happening is that it's got... I guess what I want to say is it has an anger energy wrapped around it. And so sometimes that can even just be a subconscious resentment, even that you might not even be aware of. And so allow yourself the gift of simply saying, okay, I'm going to hold this area. I'm going to love this area, and I am going to let tears come forward, and I don't have to know what they're about. And let the tears open that flow, and then the rest of this will come forward for you. You are ready. They're saying to me, your divine flow is going to be like a floodgate, so that the minute you release the rest of this kind of stagnant energy, everything else is going to come in really, really fast for you. Allow yourself to stay on the pattern you're on. You're doing great. Thank you so much for calling us, Angel. Namaste.
I love you. Namaste.
Blessings, dear. You know, it's such a reminder to all of us that we have invisible support. And just because it's invisible doesn't mean it's not supporting.
Well, who says it's invisible, Shri?
Well, just...
I'm just playing with you because I can.
She does that. She does that. You know, so if we could really see all of the support and everything that was around us, I think we might get a little overwhelmed.
Yes.
And there's just so much beauty and so much help. And so it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to remember that we're co-creating. This is a collaboration, and that we need to ask for the help we need. We need to command the light when we need the light. We need to step out of the frumpy grumpies when it's time to get happy. And we have choices.
You know, Shri, we do have choices. And that's one of the things that I want to remind all of the beautiful people that we're sharing with. And first of all, thank you for making the choice to tune in to Shri and Kira Live every week. It's our honor to share this time with you. It truly is. And one of the things I really wanted to underscore here, Shri, is that everything can be healed if we allow ourselves the gift of trusting our own gifts beyond that of a perceived expert outside of ourselves. Certainly, everyone here has demonstrated, all of those beautiful healers who are with us today have demonstrated, as myself, I had cancer, that there is a place for allopathic medicine. There is a place for understanding what's happening with the body. But it's then that you have to make the choice. It's right then and there. You know, when I went in and was diagnosed with my cancer, they told me I had 24 hours to live. They did emergency surgery on me. They had me scared to death. And when I checked out of the hospital, I had to sign all these forms because they told me I was putting myself at risk, that I couldn't leave. Yet there was just this deep knowing inside of me that overrode all the other authorities. And, you know, here I am. That was in 1989, folks. So, you know, I'm still here alive and kicking. And it's about allowing yourself the gift of really committing. And I want to share that that's what all of these beautiful self-ascension intuitive counselors here have done. They have committed. Their own lives are miracles, and the people who come to visit them are enjoying miracles as well. And remember, you can always join with one of these beautiful beings at our site, evasaquantumhealing.com. That site is constantly under construction, constantly adding. But, you know, feel free to connect, ask if you're near any of the areas where our healers are, and a lot of them work online as well. So let us know, because it's important to say, yes, I'm ready.
And when you say, yes, I'm ready, the next step is to take action. And that action could be as simple as sending an email to support@selfascension.com and say, hey, lend me a hand. You have a reference of somebody you know works in a way that is holistic and spiritual and honoring. And you know what's going to happen? Yes, we do.
Results are real. And that's what's so beautiful is we have all these miracle stories, and it's time for everyone on the planet to be and live their own miracle story. And, you know, speaking of that, let's run over to New Jersey. And I noticed that on line two, we have Gail. Hi, Gail.
Hi. Oh, I'm so grateful that I got through. This is the first time I've ever even been on your program.
Oh, well, we're so happy to have you here.
Oh, thank you. I suffer with chronic insomnia, and I've had it for years. And it's really very, very difficult. And on top of that, this year I suffered with Lyme's disease, and I was on a cocktail of antibiotics for 4 months. And now I have the symptoms returning. And since there isn't a test you can take, because once you test positive for Lyme's, you always test positive. And I just fear going, because I'll be on antibiotics again, and they're so difficult to live with. And I
get it. And so first and foremost, I have a smile, and I want to share something with you. Years ago, I was diagnosed with something, and they told me exactly that. Once you have it, you always have it. And the first thing I did was say, okay, I don't believe that, because I know that everything can be healed. And the way that you're going to be able to help yourself transcend, and I'm not encouraging you to go off of any medication. What I am encouraging you to do is to start transcending the fact that perhaps you're the one. You're the one who's going to prove that that's not true. You're the one who's going to stand forward and inspire others to be free of this. And, you know, a doctor might call it remission. They might have other names for it. But the reality is, our commitment to our consciousness is our commitment to our joy or our pain. And so, Angel, when I listen to you, my heart hurts, because I know you're hurting. And so I'm going to encourage you to do something really simple but really important, and that is to simply say, enough is enough. I'm ready to have a much happier experience of my body, my life, my days. And while I know this diagnosis has been given to me, each day I'm better and better. And the other thing is, I'm hearing flow, flow, flow. Your body is craving more water and more green. And so you want to add more water, more green into your diet. If you have a bathtub, get into it more often. And I really see that you have a great opportunity here to prove to yourself and inspire others that things truly can shift. I am so glad you called today. It was no accident. Many blessings.
Oh, thank you so much, Nama. And blessings to you.
Much love, dear. You know, one of the things I want to underscore for everyone is that you've got to take action. You know, your habits, your patterns, everything's led to this moment. And we, as human beings, sometimes we find it very hard to let go of that which we're comfortable with. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to find people who have turned it around. Find cancer survivors. It's interesting. Let's just say survivors. Find people who are thriving. Find healers, therapists, counselors, coaches, activities that bring you joy, that ignite your life force energy. Make that change. And then after you've done that, you can reconsider your treatment plan. But we must shift our energy in order to shift our joy.
Well, you know what, Sri? Why don't we shift to a final caller? Let's grab one more caller today. And it looks like we have Ginny from Miami. Hi, Ginny. Welcome.
Hi, Sri and Kira. First of all, thank you so much for everything you do for the planet. And the reason I'm calling is I'm just wondering whether you could give me a mini soul reading.
It would be my honor. And, you know, Ginny, as I connect with you, what's so pretty is that I see, at first I thought it was wings, but it looks more like waves. And they're this beautiful, like a almost a rainbow color around you. And they're wrapping around you very, very tightly, saying, let go of the constraint. It's like when I connect with you, everything feels tight. And what they're saying is free, be free, dance, dancing, dancing, dancing. And that right now it's about moving your feet, moving your body, and moving your energy so that it's like you are with wings, so that everything feels light. And they're saying that this is something for you that is ready to manifest, that the things before you right now feel heavy. They feel constraining, yet they're not permanent. And so allow movement. I just can't stress it enough, whether it's dance, whether it's Tai Chi, it doesn't matter, but movement, 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 gentle, and allow this constriction to go. And they're saying that from there, and I'm getting a huge pressure in my third eye, and they're saying from that experience, the clarity will just, I mean, like, wow, it's almost like you're going to write a book from this clarity. And so thank you for the honor to connect with you, my love. And I'm so glad, Sri, we were able to get Ginny in, because we're right at the top. How did that happen?
Well, someone said time flies, but I don't know what time's doing. It just keeps moving, you know. But thank you for calling. And to all of you listening, thank you for sharing your loving attention with us and with our callers. Because I know that each time a caller comes online, there are multitudes of beings sending love and reassurance to that person. And I just want to offer one other little tidbit from my own experience, and that is the entire world is available to you to support your healing process. And that means at times we need to trust and rely upon allopathic medical advice and use the best it has to offer. And at times we need to trust and rely on holistic and spiritual medical and or counseling advice, religious advice. The entire world is your oyster. And as you begin to shift your orientation and attitude, your body will change. And use the resources that are available.
Because there are so many, and they are infinite, and they are as available as you are. And, you know, all of us here from the Self Ascension Center in La Antigua, Guatemala are saying, we love you and thank you for allowing yourself to expand beyond the paradigms. And I want to share that if you're interested in doing more to expand beyond the paradigm, come join Shreen and I down here at the Self Ascension Center in La Antigua, Guatemala. Matter of fact, in August, it's almost full. We're having an amazing, it's just 4 short days. We're going to be teaching and certifying as teachers our cosmic life regression, which is a wonderful way to connect with the energy of your soul, the depth. It's more than past life. It's so far beyond a past life because it's about the life of the soul and our patterns and what we've brought in. And it's very, very exciting and beautiful. And so exciting and beautiful is certainly the way we feel when we get to spend time with you. We want to say thank you to all of our beloved self-ascension intuitive healers. And remember, you can find them by sending an email to support at selfascension.com. Check out avesaquantumhealing.com. And from Sri and I, may you feel our heart wrapped around you and our sincere thank you. Join us each week here at Sri and Kira Live. And you can always join rebroadcasts at sriandkiraradio.com.
And until we have the joy of being with you again, may you remember that all is truly well.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.